My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That is Mike McDaniel all in his feels over what happened to his players Sunday.
He was high and in his emotions. You get high like that.
You don't know that. Maybe he's high on life.
He was getting choked up.
It could be a natural high.
Well, I'd take that natural high.
We all know.
Ty Law is here. It's a Ty Tuesday. We were talking about Tyreek Hill and what happened on Sunday. 508 text for you, Ty and Wiggy. Mm-hmm. If Tyreek Hill started the incident off completely cooperative, nothing would have happened, is what a texter says.
But didn't he? Like, originally he rolled down his window and handed his license and then rolled his window back up. So Originally he did comply.
Right. Exactly.
He just didn't comply in the way that officer, RoboCop, wanted him to comply.
Right.
Roll your window. Why? I just gave you my license. Give me the ticket and so I can, you know, go about my day.
Yeah.
He must know the rules because, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of stuff, you know, especially that comes up on your feed on Instagram. They're saying this is how you handle it. You're talking about, you know, cops that's in street clothes that get pulled over themselves. You know, you see some stuff. It's like, that's legal. That's what you're supposed to do. And then what you see, some of the instances where people get injured or life get taken, and we've all seen that. I don't want to reiterate and bring up all that kind of stuff. But you know what? If you want to see the license, crack your window. Why do I have to bring it all the way down? For what? You know what I mean?
Why do you care? Like, bring the window down. Like,
yeah, I mean, you can, but if he felt a certain way, if he had a issue before, you never know what he's had in his past. All we know is what is being seen right now. Mm-hmm. So if you can say, hey, here's my license, sir, man, leave it cracked, but I don't have to bring it all the way down here. You know what I mean? That's not the law. I'm giving you my license. I'm being compliant, but hey, because of the history, I might want to protect myself, too.
I just wonder if they would have reacted in the way that they did if he didn't start off the conversation by saying, like, stop tapping on my window. Like, if he had just, when he first gave it over, if he didn't say that, would they have been as mad that he rose the window again?
Even if he said, stop tapping on my window, he does not need to be in handcuffs on the ground with a knee in the back.
I'm just saying that it is interesting to hear how it all played out because I agree. I don't think he shouldn't have even been thrown on the ground. He seemed like he was, when he got out of the car, he seemed like he was being cooperative with them.
See, I think Shime feels the way he does about this because he likes being in handcuffs.
True.
And likes getting thrown on the ground.
You know, I like things in my private bedroom, Greg. I don't necessarily,
you
I don't
like
think I would
in
like
private?
That.
Because even when they had him sitting there, you know, out the car, they told him to get out, he got out. You put him in handcuffs for what? He wasn't a threat. Next thing you know, he's on his stomach. So what happened then? What did it say on the camera? You know, on the police camera?
No, because when they opened the door, what happened was one of the cops got heated because he wouldn't put the window down. And then they were like, all right, to hell with this. We're taking you out. And as soon as they opened the door, he's like getting out. And then the dude just grabbed him by the back of the head and they threw him to the ground.
Yeah, but he's saying over and over again, don't knock on my window.
Right.
Basically.
Hey, don't knock on my window like that, man. Don't knock on
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Don't knock on my window.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Don't knock on my window like that, though.
Like what?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock
that way you can lower it and talk
just
to you.
Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm going to be play, gang. Do what you gotta do. Keep it down. Hey! Keep your window down. Hey! Keep your window down. Keep your window down, I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
Damn.
What part of God are you in this
car? Hey, dude, I'm getting arrested, dude. I'm getting arrested. I'm getting arrested, dude. Get out. Damn, sweet.
When we tell you to do something, you do it. You understand? You understand? Not what you want, but what we tell you.
He's getting out of the car. When I tell you to do something, do it. Right. Just because you got a badge, that does not mean that I have to get out and do what you tell me to do.
No, it does not.
If I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, that's a problem.
No, that's a problem.
People don't know the law, and that's why.
That's not the law.
And it's interesting to you follow. There's this one cop that I follow, like, on IG.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you, like, he's a black dude, and he tells you about things like.
And he carries, too. So he says, like, I have a gun on me. I just want you to know. What would you like me to do with it? Like,
they tell you, like, what you can there? It's not against the law for you not to roll your window all the way down. So when a cop says roll your window down, you say no. You got
He wasn't getting arrested for not rolling his window.
No. But the cop didn't like the fact that he told them, "I'm not rolling it down."
I do think that we have.
By the time he was out the car, that's where he said, "Okay, I'm out the car. I'm getting out. I'm getting out." You do what I tell you to do, and that's when he go to the ground. So I heard it just there. So he's out of the car. You put him in handcuffs. Then, so that's a power complex. You do what I tell you to do.
Right.
He's already out the car. I did what you told me to do by getting out of the car. Yeah.
That's why I brought up the knocking thing, because I think that once he said that, the guy was pissed.
Exactly.
And, like, that's when the power trip
started. Well, that's what I'm saying with, you know, people that are in positions of power that go to the academy and learn all the things. They need to know, like, okay, they're probably taught, don't let your emotions take you to a place because somebody's not complying the way you would like them to comply.
Right.
And it's not against the rules for somebody to not comply. Just because you're a police officer, it's not illegal to be like, no, I don't want to roll my window down.
This is Dave from Connecticut. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Just from a law enforcement perspective, I've been 28 years, mostly detective, but I was on the road a lot with overtime with all these kids. But, you know, until you've been in a cop's shoes, you really shouldn't have an opinion, especially Wiggy, the way you're talking. I mean, I've been at motor vehicle stops, been stabbed 3 times, one with a hypodermic needle in my eye, okay? It's very tense sometimes. And let's face it, Tyreek Hill isn't a model citizen. Strangulation, he strangled his mother's baby. I mean, the mom of its baby. Come on.
Yeah, but what's that have to do with that
moment? Anything at that moment? And who? And how would that cop know that? You might know that, but he said he didn't even know Tyreek Hill.
Have you come up on a car? Hey, Ty, have you ever come up on a car in a situation you don't know what they have in the car? I've been stabbed in the eye, okay, with a hypodermic needle on a stop just like that. So you can't go and say that you know what the situation is. None of us do. We weren't there.
Okay, we don't know the situation, but have you ever got pulled over while driving while black? And just get pulled over by mistaken identity? So you don't know what Tyreek... You don't know what Tyreek was feeling, too. He might have had experiences as well.
Yeah,
I respect police officers.
Right.
I respect them big time.
I
respect them big time.
I've never pulled somebody over because of their skin color, ever.
Okay, well... A lot of us have been pulled over for that. So I'm not saying it's what's right or what's wrong, but everyone had their different experiences with police.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I got mad respect because we need our officers. Look, mad respect because you get in trouble, what are you going to do? Call 911, call the police. I'm going to do it just like everybody else. But when you get pulled over, when you have an instance or when somebody mistakes your identity, that's still stuck in your head. So you know what? You want to use every precaution possible, so if I don't have to roll my window all the way down,
right,
I don't see nothing wrong with that. When I get out of the car and I got my hands up, you put it on there. Now you just told me do what I told you to do. I'm already out the car. I don't need to go to the ground. I'm out the car because you told me to get out the car. I did that. So I understand that you guys go through things and there are threats,
right?
But understand, regular people go through things too, And I think it has to be an understanding on both parts.
And that's the, and that's that happens in a lot of these situations. People only want to see it from their perspective, right, that they've never dealt with.
Yeah, it's both sides.
Right, exactly. It's both sides.
That's the problem.
Right, but the thing is like, okay, like Ty brought up, there are some people that have dealt with cops in bad situations, right, so then they might have a certain way they feel about law enforcement.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, so I ran into a rogue, out-of-control cop in Clinton, Mass. when I was in high school.
Right.
Arrested me for a bag of weed.
Right, I was arrested in Aruba, never told what happened. Right. Overnight, I woke up naked in a jail cell. Oh, God knows.
And did they give you anything to cover up?
The real winner were the people in the stalls next to me, because they got quite
the
scene.
The only thing we got out of is nothing good came out of it, right, but it's Tyreek Hill, it's a platform. We understand that it's still a problem out
right
there. For better or worse, we got something because it's Tyreek Hill. If it wasn't Tyreek Hill, would we be talking about it?
They arrested Curtis in Aruba because they thought he was packing, and then when he was naked in the cell, they realized no.
Hey!
Greg, but that's why I brought up the Patrick Mahomes.
Penis.
That's why I brought up the Patrick Mahomes, because what did the caller say? Oh, it's Tyreek Hill. Look at his past. He choked this.
Right.
He choked that. Like, the cop might not know that. Or
exactly.
Maybe even if the cop does not know that, that shouldn't be how you handle that person in that
right
situation.
Well, why do you need five cops to pull someone over for reckless driving in the first place?
Well, the guy's going 100 miles an hour. I mean,
you need five, though?
I mean, but you could...
There was a bunch of cops there because
right,
it was a football game.
But they all right got there's, off their bikes.
If he did any violation as far as traffic, what do you do? Give him his ticket,
right,
however much that is, and be on your way.
Right.
It never had to get to that point. So, officers, you're walking into it, you know, nervous and scared. But at the same time, you know you got a gun. There is an unknown whether somebody in there packing or not. But we know when you pull us over, you know, you walk. A lot of times they walking up to the car. I had a guy walking up to the car with me, hand on the hip. I'm like, damn, you know, I'm scared off the rip. Absolutely.
Right. We're more scared of you.
Exactly.
When we see those blue lights flashing behind us, like, damn. All right, how do we keep this
exactly
situation cool?
Yeah.
And then it's just
that, and then you pull over, you know, hey, your seatbelt, you put your hands,
put your
on,
hands
the steer,
on the
steering wheel right now, right away. I tell my son the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just so it won't be no incidents. You give him all the respect.
Right.
Take the ticket. It's better to take the ticket and leave.
Right, but I also
get into an altercation.
Curtis, I love when this discussion, this type of discussion infuriates somebody like that 508 texter. Like, I love this discussion.
It's a good discussion. You notice the only people it infuriates?
Yes.
Think about it.
I know.
Like, Ty and I are not infuriated about this situation.
No, I think it's...
There's always a certain people that are infuriated about this situation.
Yes.
Where they bring up, oh, look, he beat up this one. He beat up that one.
You
that's
like
5 years ago.
508 texter says, you're a joke. No wonder your ratings are trash. I don't think they are, actually.
Oh, no. I mean, I wouldn't put number one in the trash.
I mean, I believe in the month of August, we were number one with all adults, men and women.
Right.
25 to 54 years old. Thanks to Tylon Wiggy.
Hi, ladies.
Now, you got to have the tough conversation sometime. It's going to be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So... I mean, it comes with the territory.
And all I'm trying to do is give people a view of a different world that they might never have seen before.
Right.
And to say, oh, okay, I can see why maybe, you know, Tyreek Hill did this or did that. Yeah, did he flip up at the mount? Sure. But that doesn't warrant the way they detained him.
Yeah. All right. Ty, before you go, we got to get to the most entertaining play of the game on Sunday, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Any suggestions from anybody?
The Duggar fumble at the
Duggar
goal
fumble.
Line?
I'm with you, Sean, the Duggar fumble, because that was a huge play. You know,
right.
That was a game changer.
I would go with the Gatorade bath of the coach they played for.
Yeah, that was pretty good. You know, I slipped a little Corvus in there, too. I don't know if y'all seen that post.
There it is.
I saw that post. There was a third down Ramondre Stevenson that he picked up where he was dead to rights in the backfield at the end of the game, and he made two guys miss, and he picked up the first down, which allowed them to basically bleed
run
more.
The clock
yeah,
out, yeah,
so I mean, but there was a lot of good plays, you know, in that game that you could highlight.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you like him on Sunday.
Yeah, I like him. I think we're going 2-0. I really think that. So, you know, it's coming in at home. They're riding high. So, I mean, why not? Would they have an anniversary or, you know, of the 10th anniversary? A lot of guys coming down. It's Tom Brady's first game back at calling the Patriots game. It's going to be a lot of excitement. They're doing a whole celebration.
Tom's not doing this game.
I think
he's doing the Miami game, right?
Yeah, Dolphins. Miami, yeah.
I thought he was doing this game. I was told he was doing this game, but they are doing the 10th anniversary of Super Bowl was a 49 or something like that. So
the greatest game ever played,
huh?
Super Bowl 49 is the greatest game ever played.
Yeah, so all those guys are coming back, so it's going to be live. So and guess what? They all going to be down at the kickoff cocktail competition. So come on down. You ain't got to just see me. See some of the other guys, too. Come on now. They'll be there. Scorpion Ball.
I'll be there.
All right. One last
shout
plug.
Out to Big Night.
One last plug from Ty Law. All right. Thanks, Ty Law. Great to see you. We got to get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Jones and Keefe. Weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Monday Night Football saw the San Francisco 49ers take down the Jets 32-19 without Christian McCaffrey. It's the first time that that's been a final score in NFL history. McCaffrey was dealing with a calf Achilles injury. The Red Sox take down the Orioles 12-3. They've got another one with them tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Beautiful day in Boston. Afternoon high in the upper 70s, 77 degrees right now, sunny and 60.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
66.
Thursday on this show, Boston College football head coach Bill O'Brien at 6:45. As they are the 24th ranked team in the AP poll, and Curtis and Courtney are very excited about that.
Big week. Big week. 12:45 kickoff on Saturday. I've been talking to Santo and a few of our BC friends saying, like, where are we going to watch? Do we want to watch at an apartment or at a bar? Order food in.
Yeah.
All right. Mizzou 6-2.
I know.
Yo, this is a big, big game for BC. If they can beat Mizzou, this will shoot them right up there, even if they play him close.
Yeah.
I think if they play him close and they have a chance, scare the rest of the ACC. Because remember, they could probably lose this game and still win the ACC. That's what it's all about.
All right. And then Friday, on a Patriots Friday, Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker, will join us and we'll talk about Sunday. And the Seattle Seahawks at Gillette Stadium. And I'm guessing that the crowd will be pretty good. I think.
Yeah. Right? I don't think. I think they'll be interested in what this team looks like in person.
More so than if they had lost.
Yeah.
That game.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
I can't think of a game. Ken and I were talking yesterday because he was asking about Florida State victory for BC versus the Bengals victory for the Patriots. The Patriots win was so massive. It cannot be overstated how that shifts everything. Where if they lose that game, you know, 31-16, the conversation is immediately about Drake May, although Wiggy already started it anyway.
Yep.
And you're looking at a must-win Sunday to avoid going 0-4. And if Gerard Mayo starts 0-4, and Bill Belichick, and he's on TV everywhere, you're seeing the status of the situation, it changes everything to win that game. Now, win one of the next two, you're 2-1 heading to San Francisco, playing with house money before coming back for week 5 against the Dolphins. Everything shifted with that game. Everything. The whole mood of the city improved.
Speaking of Bill on TV, you see that 617 text?
I do.
On the Subaru of New England text line. I will read it verbatim.
Oh, dear.
Listening late on the app, which you can do, by the way. You wake up late, you can listen to this entire show in consecutive order, or however you would say that, on the Odyssey app, so download it if you haven't yet. And I just heard Curtis's lead. Why is he obsessed with hating Bill Belichick? I mean, I feel like he explained it during his lead.
Yeah, I mean, I majored in it. But I would say it's a desire to correct the record. A guy that we were told was all about team has now added 2 championships to his total on his weekly spot with Pat McAfee. And he goes on yesterday. We all agree the biggest story of the weekend was the Patriots winning over the Bengals. Non-Tyreek related. On-field activity was the Patriots beating the Bengals. Agreed?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So Bill Belichick goes on with Pat McAfee for 40 minutes. And these are the questions he was asked by Pat McAfee.
Yeah, let's stick to football.
COVID game in Carolina. There was no fans at the end of the year. They obviously come in, lay an egg. Bryce Young, now the whole conversation's going to be about him. Let's move to some other games. Is there anything to gain if you're MCDC to be like, yeah, we can win the Super Bowl this year, or does it legitimize any of these big wins? Well, the thought of you just being a DC again and getting back in that thing was wild. Is this natural for these rookies? We will talk about Kyle Shanahan's offense later in this discussion because massive Monday Night Football game.
Vertical tease. Yeah, so
not a question. Your issue is not a single question about that Patriots win to Bill Belichick from Pat McAfee.
What's the one thing you tuned in for if you're seeing Bill Belichick join Pat McAfee? How did the Patriots, and he could have even taken a victory lap. He could have said it was great to see Gerard Mayo. You know, he worked under me. If he didn't want to talk about Mayo, he could talk about Keon Smith. He could talk about
Keon White.
He could talk about Jacoby Brissett, who he drafted. He could talk about Christian Gonzalez, who he drafted.
He drafted half the defense.
He could talk about his son coaching the secondary. He didn't say a word about it because he is petty.
So you think he goes all year without talking about the Patriots?
Oh, no. If they lose, he'll be all over it. You heard him with Matt Patricia. The people saying that he signed an NDA. Like, Open up your ears. Am I petty? You hear Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia do a 40-minute segment ripping the Patriots for doing everything Bill had already done. There is no non-disclosure agreement.
978 text Curtis, it's not Bill's team anymore. Why does he care to talk about it? He was fired. I wouldn't want to talk about it either.
Taxachusetts.
He talks about them. He's talked about them several times. And that's what is most infuriating about this, is that this is a guy who's being paid $30 million to do nothing this year. And the team clearly tuned him out at the end. And that happens to everyone. It'll happen to Mayo at some point. But when you just state obvious facts, it irritates people. The Patriots played better for Gerard Mayo than they did for Bill Belichick, even though Gerard Mayo did things differently in training camp. It's okay. And the other thing, Greg, you and others were salivating for Monday morning when the Patriots get blown out by the Bengals to talk about, well, I guess mental reps don't really prepare you. Oh, I guess they missed the greatest coach of all time. So don't tell me this. Why are you talking about Bill when all of you people were ready to throw Bill down our throats when the Patriots lost?
Yeah, I underestimated, I guess. It's only 1 week, but right. I will say that I underestimated the importance to today's player of the vibe and the coach who can relate to you when it comes to social media, and the coach who can take it easy on you. And in the case of Jacoby Brissett, the coach who comes to you before the game starts and says, you're going to win this one for us, and then you start to cry over it. I may have underestimated how important that is.
It works for Mayo. Right, that's who he is.
This week.
It's only 1 week because, let's be honest, if they come and they lose in week two against Seattle and
Wait. With the 1 week, though, Greg, if they lost last night or two nights ago, 31-17.
Yeah.
The people here that were mocking Gerard Mayo's training camp and the manner in which he was coaching would not be waiting a couple weeks. There was the pile on in training camp.
Yeah, but I don't think Mayo's getting piled on.
I don't either, and I think it's going to take them losing for us to see how the players react with Gerard Mayo. Like, that's right. We can't really do the comparison game between Belichick and Mayo between last season and this season until we see them facing some adversity during the season.
And I would say Mayo has already tied Belichick in Belichick's first year. They won 5 games, which was 3 games fewer than Pete Carroll won the year before. Gerard Mayo's got 1 win, 3 games fewer than Bill had all last year, so he's already tied what Bill did in his rookie year.
But don't you agree that you need to wait and see for them to lose to see how players react to Gerard Mayo before you go on this rampage about how much better he is than Bill Belichick?
No, I would just say that obviously adversity will hit, but I think adversity hit in training camp.
But I'm saying during the season.
It won't really matter. It's not going to matter until they go, Courtney, right, until they go on a 2-3-game losing streaks and things kind of get a little bit...
So last year, this same team didn't respond to adversity. So if it doesn't respond to adversity this year, how's that any different than when Bill was the coach?
No, we're just saying how they deal with Mayo versus how they dealt with Bill when the adversity hits.
Right, but if they don't handle adversity well this year, it's no different than the same team did last year.
Okay, but then I don't think that you can be like, oh, look at this. You guys all told me that Bill was the greatest of all time and blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't go on that because it's the same exact situation that Gerard's dealing with.
Well, that was my point all along, is that Bill Belichick wasn't the answer. So this is an opportunity for a new coach to show that he can be it, and I think it's refreshing that this approach has yielded results this early.
See, that's where I disagree with you, Curtis. I don't think that Bill wasn't the answer. I think the biggest issue with them last year, if we're just specifically talking about last year, was the player, your quarterback.
Yeah, it was the issues between Bill and the quarterback.
Right, but it was the player, your quarterback, right? The issues between Bill and the quarterback are issues because of your quarterback. If your quarterback is a team player, then there's probably no issues. So now it'll be...
If he wasn't a dink.
Yeah, it'll be... Now it'll be looked at like, okay, Mayo really, he loves Brissett. He speaks highly of him. But once Brissett starts to... If he performs poorly, then the question's going to be, okay, Mayo, it's now time for you to put Drake May in. And if the offense struggles, it won't be on Mayo. What we'll criticize Mayo for is his in-game adjustments, things in the game where he does wrong, where maybe there's multiple delay of game penalties, guys not lining up right, you know, 10 guys on the punt team when there should be 11. We'll criticize him for those things, the operation, like we criticize Bill for the operation. So that's where the comparison is going to be. As far as the vibe and how things go, Mayo does it his way. Bill did it his way. And if the quarterback played better, there'd be no issue. It'd be like 2021, right? There was no issue in 2021 when they made the playoffs and they lost. I don't think the team felt like, oh, Bill's doing us. Like, we hate the way Bill's doing things. And that's kind of how we'll look at it and judge it. So it's still, like you said, it's one game. But if they lose against Seattle.
Yeah. We were told in training camp they couldn't line up right. The offensive line was a joke. The team was lazy. There wasn't the proper practice time. The way Jerod Mayo started practice an hour later was coddling. All those things were just a waste of air.
Yeah, that was a stupid narrative being pushed by people that it made no sense.
Right, and so we're going to talk about how stupid that narrative was. At least let's correct elements of it early, which is that the team was... What's your biggest concern if you have a lazy training camp? That you won't be ready to start the year?
Right.
Well, they were ready. We at least know that. Or at least more ready than the Bengals. So it's just about turning the boat into a slightly different direction than the narratives that were leading it all the year.
Right, and I think it's early to determine that Jerod Mayo is a more effective head coach than Bill Belichick was.
No.
I mean, I just we've all had
like it was early to mock him when you hadn't seen the team actually play a regular season game, but did that routinely.
I need a season where he makes the playoffs or a season where they are an AFC championship team.
Do you think you were quick to mock the way he was coaching this summer?
Well, no, because I mock everything. But I thought that I didn't think his approach was going to be as successful as Bill's was.
Right. And whole reason he's here is because he's not Bill, because Bill's approach didn't work with this team.
Okay, but you're going off of one game.
Okay, let's talk baseball. I don't care. We can do anything. We're just reacting to what happened.
But do you think he'll get more wins this season than Bill got last season?
Yes. I already said that. I have you over 4.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even if he gets one, that's the same as Bill did when he came in after Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll won 8 and 99. Bill came in 2000 and won 5.
Right. I mean, the approach is we know it's different, right? We understand that, but
And he knows it's different. He said he's going to do it his way.
And it's going to be like last year. When you looked at those first two games last year, they lost to Philadelphia and Miami, both at home. We weren't complaining about Bill's approach. We were complaining about, oh, did Mac do enough? Mac missed this play. I think it was the Keyshawn Booty play on the sidelines. It was a catch or something like that. I can't really recall. But it wasn't about Bill's approach. It was more about the performance of the quarterback that we were questioning, right? And obviously there was no real better answer to go to other than really Zappy at the time. So now when we look at this season, great job by Mayo. Goes down there, beats a good team on the road. The quarterback is fine, doesn't make any mistakes, does what he's supposed to do. We give Mayo praise. But I'm not going to knock Bill because of last year when it wasn't that the team didn't buy in. I think they got tired after losing, and they were like, all right, we're kind of tired of this message or the packaging.
All right, well, certainly the Jerod Mayo era off to a great start.
It is.
With a win in week one, and we'll see what happens this week. And you can talk about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets start the season with a loss to the 49ers last night. And you can talk about that with Jones and Keefe coming up and all day long here at WEEI.
It's going to be a great season in the sense, like, I don't know which direction I'm getting pulled in just yet. Because you win a game that I didn't expect them to win. Now you're going, all right, so if you can win week two, where do I go? Am I hopeful Or do I have to then wait and see what week 3, 4, and 5?
Well,
or
you're probably worried that they're going to win 8 or 9 games, and then they're going to kill themselves when it comes to where they pick in the draft. Right?
I would just not jump to any conclusions. Let's just talk about next season when we get there.
Nobody was doing that. I just think that when we're talking about Bill over and over again, it's like, well, let's see what the players do when they lose a game and how they react with Jerod Mayo, because that's what we saw last season. A lot of losses and a lot of frustration, and I think that that got taken out on Bill Belichick. So, you know, unless they're going to go undefeated this season, we're going to reach a point in the season where we're going to see some adversity, and we're going to see how they react and how Jerod reacts.
But I was off the next 3 games where it's going to be a different conversation.
Of course, but I was off. There was a lot of reaction on this show negatively about the way Jerod Mayo did the quarterback announcement. There was a lot of mocking about it. So we didn't know how it was going to play out, but in real time, it was mocked. And so in real time, I didn't think that they were going to beat the Bengals in week one. So I'm reacting to how they won. There was adversity in training camp. It wasn't the regular season, but it appears they've been galvanized behind him, at least to this point. And I would ask you guys, are you happy he's the coach? You would want Bill to be coaching this team right now?
No,
I think he's happy he's the coach.
And Curtis, I agree with you.
I'm asking you guys, are you guys happy?
I think in the end, Bill will be proven to be the best coach of all time, so I'd prefer to have him here. But
see, Curtis,
I'm talking about at this time right now at 72.
I agree with you that there was a lot of people, and I wouldn't say a lot, but Greg was one of those people pushing the narrative. And there were other people that were pushing the narrative like he has no coaching experience.
Yeah.
None of them have coaching. And I get it. Like, people feel a certain way. But I always subscribe to, well, if D'Amico Ryans can do it, we saw Mike McDaniels be successful their first go at it. Like, and I don't mind the vibe and how he does things the same way I didn't mind how Bill did it. But I just think it was time for us to say, okay, well, they're going in a different direction. And Jerod, what makes Jerod, and Curtis always brings this point up, which I think is a great point, what makes Jerod have an opportunity to be successful is that he does it differently than how Bill. And that's what, as far as the way he brings himself around. He's stealing stuff from Bill's playbook, though.
Yep, of course.
Run the football, play good defense. Yeah. Quarterback manage the game?
Yeah.
Like, that's right in Bill's playbook.
But you do agree, Greg, if it was a chaotic blowout on Sunday, all the people that don't want Bill talk would be the ones calling and clamoring for Bill today.
Yes, yes.
That's fair. You know, we're a fair show.
Before we go, we want to buy you lunch or dinner at Time Out Market Boston. They are celebrating their 5th anniversary. And so if you are caller number 9, on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, then you get a meal. You and a guest get a meal from us at Time Out Market. And through the whole month of September, students and teachers can enjoy 15% off at Time Out Market. Just show a valid ID or badge to any bartender or manager, and they will provide a special QR code that you can apply to your discount. And they want to welcome you to Boston at Time Out Market Boston, and they will see you there. If you want to learn more, you can go to timeoutmarketboston.com.
Michael Schlaus, get the Emperor.
That's what I would recommend. I wonder if it would be okay if I were to borrow Julia Hill's teacher ID and go get myself 15% off.
They'd figure that out quick.
Anything for a discount, huh?
Would that be okay?
No, I don't think that's how it works.
How closely do you think they look at the badge?
I always wonder that when I go to like a J. Crew and try to use my 2014 BC ID.
Aren't you technically a teacher, though? Because you're like teaching people as they listen with certain things, right?
Yes,
so wouldn't that put you in the role of a teacher?
Yes,
do you think Mayo versus Bill is part of the debate coverage tonight?
I don't think it will be.
My favorite thing tonight will be to watch social media, people tweeting out their opinions, thinking it's changing other people's minds. That's my favorite way politics is taking these
things. I have to finish The Perfect Couple. I don't have time to watch the debate tonight.
Text me after.
I will. I will text you
after. Pretty good.
All right. We got to go.
Oh, very sorry about my deployed club today. I hope I didn't offend anybody listening. That was a bad mistake.
It was a simple mistake.
It was excellent. It was made me laugh.
Happens. If you offended somebody, that person's got an issue.
Right.
Content queen.
Yeah.
I was once told if nobody's offended, that's who's listening. So that's the way I approach it. All right. Thank you. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Jones and Keefe are next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.